Well, the real experts in Missouri are going to be the local election authorities, either the election boards or the county clerks that actually conduct absentee voting, register voters, and know what's on the ballot in their local communities. So when we conduct or go out to gather the turnout prediction for the state, we talk to all the local election authorities and ask them for a turnout prediction for their jurisdiction, and then we average them all together.
Now, of course, populations in these counties vary widely, but do you take any gross numbers that they give you and compare it to the gross numbers of registered voters, or just averaging the percentages that they give you?
No, we base it on the number of registered voters. So obviously, if you have a small county or a large county, that's going to get factored in differently to the statewide turnout. So we ask them for a total number of registered voters that are going to be eligible to vote in this election and the expected voters that they think will turn out. And then we use all of those numbers to come up with the statewide prediction.
So what are the numbers of registered voters and the numbers of people that you expect to cast ballots?
It looks like on a statewide level, the final number of voters who are registered and eligible to cast ballots in this election is going to be just over 4.1 million. And the voter turnout prediction is actually 51.36%. That works out to 2.125 million votes that might be cast next Tuesday.
Have we had much of a surge in voter registration during the few weeks, the last few weeks that registration was open?
Well, you always see a surge at the end, which is why we have to wait until the week before the election to get a good prediction. We have seen a lot of interest this year. What we've really seen is voters who are updating their name and address. We've had over 600,000 voters update their name or address to make sure they can vote on Election Day, and that's actually more than we had in 2008. In terms of brand-new first-time voters, we've seen just over 100,000 first-time voters on a statewide level, which isn't quite the surge of first-time voters we saw back in 2008. So all in all, this is looking pretty typical for a midterm election.